Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
This is what Balak, son of Zippor, said.
Do not let anything keep you from coming to me, because I will reward you handsomely and do whatever you say. Come and put a curse on these people for me. But Balaam answered them, even when the Lord gave me this palace full with silver and gold, I could not do anything great or small to go beyond the commandment of the Lord my God. Now stay here tonight as the others did, and I will find out what else the Lord would tell me. That night came to Balaam. That night God came to Balaam and said, since these men have come to summon you, go with them, but do only what I tell you. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading, Hilbert. We did have a couple more callers to call in. I have Auntie Carrie. Let's see, Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And let's see, I also have Brother Daniel.
Hello, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Daniel.
Okay, so I'll do a complete roll call, and then we'll get started with the program. I have Auntie Janet. I have Hubert. I have Auntie Betty Stillman, and I have Mom. I have Auntie Carrie, I have Auntie Betty, and I have Daniel and myself. Did I miss anyone? Praise God, praise God. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we love you. We ask that you bind this line and loose all of your angels to protect you and around our prayer line today, and we just have hope in everybody. Open up their heart, sees what is going on tonight, and we appreciate everyone that joined us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Mom. Let's see here. We'll go ahead and get started with the program. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from an invitation to prayer for mothers. Today we'll be praying from the subject field, taken from Isaiah 61, 1 and 2, with the prayer, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. The prayer is, Lord, you are the great and mighty healer, Jehovah Rapha, speak to us and heal the wounds and hurts that burdens our hearts. Sometimes the responsibilities we have been given are difficult. Heal us and lift us up that we may find joy in you. We need your strength and the comfort of your Holy Spirit. Help us, O God, to glorify your name and to bring praise and honor to you in all situations, for you are more wonderful than words can express. We thank you, O Father God, that you are our healer for all that ails us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. I didn't get where you say you were reading that from.
Oh, the title of this book is An Invitation to Prayer for Mothers, and it's taken from Isaiah 61.
Okay.
Thank you.
61, verses 1 and 2.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Man. Thank you. Thank you, Auntie mm-hmm. Janet. Mm-hmm. We did have another caller to call in. Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening. Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening. We have a full house tonight. Okay. All right, moving right along, I will call on Auntie Betty Steelman. Do you have any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18. We need some more love with all of this that we've had going on in the past week. We just need to know that God loves us. And I'm going to read from Ephesians 3, starting at the 18th verse. Mm-hmm. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love really is. Parents, the love of Christ, it is so great you will never fully understand it. Then you will be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes on. Now glory be to God by His mighty power at work within us. He is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. May He be given glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever through endless ages. We should have more love in our heart. We have had some very evil things that happened this week, and I think that we just take a stand and just examine our heart and see if we can just love more.
Amen. Mm.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Steelman. Let's see, out of Ephesians. Let's see, Hubert, do you have any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Jeremiah 9. Oh, that my head were a spring of water, and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a lodging place for travelers, so that I might leave my people and go away from them. For they are all adulterers, a crowd of unfaithful people. They make ready their tongue like a bow to shoot lies. It is not by truth that they triumph in the land. They go from one sin to another. They do not acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Beware of your friends. Do not trust your brothers, for every brother is a deceiver, and every friend a slanderer. Friend deceives friend, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongues to lie. They river themselves with sinning. You live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Lay down.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Jeremiah. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep are His pasture.
enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and the truth endure to all generations. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that read and Auntie Dot out of Psalms. Oh, excuse me. Next, I'll go to Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Well, I would just like to say hey, everybody, and I passed tonight. I'm just a listener. Amen.
Okay. Thank
Amen.
You for being here. God bless you. Okay. Right. Let's see here. Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of a red prayer book that it says, I call upon the Lord, Jeremiah 33:3. Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. I surrender myself to you, Heavenly Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your word say in Jeremiah 33:3, to call upon you, and you will show me great and mighty things that I do not know. Lord God, I come to you and cry out. I surrender all to you. I call unto you, God, creator of heaven and earth. I ask you to show me great and mighty things of the unfathomable riches of your glory and splendor. All that you are, help me and cause me to plunge the depth of your being and know you. I worship you. I praise your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, from the Red Prayer Book. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. It says, time for everything. For everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stone and a time to gather stone. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear down and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for walk and a time for peace. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Ecclesiastes. Let's see. Next I'll go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh peace, and worketh patience, and patient work a patient experience, and experience hope, and hope make not ashamed, because we love God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which was given to us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Romans. Mm-hmm. Let's see if everyone would bow their head for the secretary, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for my dear sister Angela, Auntie Marie, Auntie Wally, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dodd, Mother May, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, the Laitler family, the Allen family, the Hurd family, the Verner family, the Lowe's family, the Johnson family, the Franklin family, the Cody family, the Williams family, the Simmons family, Vanessa and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Ross family, the Peters family, the Brown family, Dwight and Tawana and family, Charlie and family, McClure family, the Moore family, the Moody family, Auntie Marie family, Thomas family, Lenny and family, Ruth Edwards, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Doretha and family, Esther May and family, Reverend Slappy and family, Desert Kendrick, Darrell and family, Brian, Tony, Eric, Malachi, and DeMarcus, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for he died for us, and we know that the blood still have power. And therefore, we plead the precious blood of Jesus over all of our sick and shut-ins. And Father God, we ask that you continue to give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we are asking that the precious blood cleanse each and every one of them on the inside. Remove anything that is not of you out and away from them. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, birthdays for the week of October the 28th through November 3rd. Any birthdays we need to recognize? Mom, I don't have my list, though. You can read Angela's.
Okay. Well, okay, Auntie Betty, the first day of November.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah. And look like you say, no. I tell you, I can't hardly read. I can't read Angela's writing, so somebody look like on the never.
That's bad, huh?
That's
ain't going
that.
That's good. We know there's plenty of God's children born within that week. So, with that being said, Auntie Janet, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song?
I sure will.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you. Happy, happy birthday to you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Janet.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's see. Moving on to our praise testimony, song, a poem. Or you can share what's on your heart or even more Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list. And if you have anything else you would like to share, please do so. If not, you can just say pass. I will start out with Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. I'm reading from Joel Osteen. I declare God is working all things together for my good. He have a master plan for my life. There may be things I don't understand right now, but I'm not worried. I know all the pieces are yet here. One day it will all come together and everything will make sense. I will see God's amazing plan taking me places I never dreamed of. This is my declare. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dada, out of Joel Osteen. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I have a praise report, and after that, I do want to read a poem out of the Red Book, Face to Face. I just want to thank everybody for their prayers and thoughts for Angela. And she's going in tomorrow. They found that she had an infection in that seizure that she had, and that surgery that she had. So they're going to put a doctor in there tomorrow. So we just keep praying and uplifting her. She seemed to be doing okay.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We don't know what this season is going to do, but we just keep praying. And
Amen. Thank you for that praise report, Mom. Thank you.
Okay. Face to face, I long to see you, Lord, as I wait here all alone. The world forgotten, vain and empty, as I bow before your throne. I reach as far as I can, Lord, and I know you meet me there. And let me look upon your beauty in and salute a prayer. This is not a pretension. Here is your presence. My heart transplant before your eyes. I yield my will, this eastern vessel, to my Lord God, only wise. You are pure and holy, crowned with glory, all that I could reach through time and space, for I long to be near you always, to behold your face to face. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Did you say the Red Prayer Book?
Yeah.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Okay, next I'll go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to try to sing this song.
Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Just thank God for His word.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
The poem, The Importance of Friends. It says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. One of the most important things we can ever do is to be truly thankful for our friends. And to say so, good friend of mine, seldom is friendship such as thine. How very much I wish to be as helpful as you've been to me. A many prayer guest, one thou art, of whom I ask God to impart rich blessings from his storeroom rare, and grant to you his gracious prayer. When I recall from time to time how you inspired this heart of mine, I find myself inclined to pray, God bless my friend this very day. So often at the throne of grace there comes a picture of your face, and then instinctively I pray that God may guide you all the way. Someday I hope with you to stand before the throne at God's right hand, and to say to you at journey's end, praise God, you've been to me a friend. Thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Okay, next I'll go to Auntie Betty Stillman. Is there any testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group?
I'm going to pass this time.
Okay, all right. Praise God. Let's see here. Next I'll go to Hubert. Any prayer,
yes,
support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Psalm, chapter 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, or delight in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water. He yields his fruit. Whatever he does, prosper. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Okay, look like next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share a poem out of the Workers. It said, bones serve the Lord. From the dust of the earth, my God created man. His breath made man a living soul. So God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And that's why I love him so. I was made in his likeness, created in his image. I was born to serve the Lord. And I will not deny him. I will always walk beside him, for I was born to serve the Lord. My hand was made to help my neighbor. My eyes are made to read God's word. My feet are made to walk in his footsteps. My body is the temple of the Lord. So do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the time you can, to all the people you can, as long as you can. For I was born to serve the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of the workers. Let's see here. There's a few things I would like to touch bases on. Like to welcome Auntie Betty Stillman back. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Also, Auntie Carrie, we welcome you back as well. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And Mom gave us the update on Angela, so we just need to keep lifting her up and praising God for all the good work that he's doing. And I also want to thank Mom and Hubert for stepping up and filling in where it's needed. And I also would like to extend this to anyone else that would like to do the opening prayer next week, or maybe a sick and shut in prayer, or maybe a closing prayer. So that is open for anyone that would like to do it. I mean, we're open for anyone that would like to volunteer and do it. If not, we understand, but I just didn't want to think it was just secluded. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if anyone wants to step up and fill in any of those areas, just give us a shout out. You can either contact myself, and we can take care of that. So basically all I just wanted to say is everyone keep Angela up in her prayer. Keep her up in prayer and pray for a speedy recovery. Hope be home soon. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. If there's nothing else to be shared at this time, we can bow our head for the closing prayer.
Okay. I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm for the closing prayer. The Lord, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the day of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. And once again, I would like to thank you and Hubert for stepping up, filling in the areas that are needed. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. We shared out of several books tonight, Jeremiah, Psalms. We had poems shared. Romans, Ephesians, Ecclesiastes. So there are several books that we can fall back on to just help lift us up or to help us through our storm. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, bless Israel and other nations, bless our schools and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. For you say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we are trusting in your word. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night, and have a safe Halloween.
Amen.
Amen.
I
love
you. Amen. Amen. Good night.
Good night,
everyone. Good night. You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claim me because I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, happy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. We've meant so much more, still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. I haven't seen, no.
Ears haven't heard, oh. All you have planned for me.
And nothing, no, nothing,
and nothing can
separate
me from your love.
When there's so much more, yes,
eyes
haven't seen, ears haven't heard,
all
your plans for me,
and nothing
can separate me from your love. When there's so much more, still worth fighting for. That's why I'm pressing towards the mark, cause the calling on my life is worth fighting for. And I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful to my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout out hallelujah.
In our hearts, so that we can follow you.
Thank you for setting us free.
If you believe you're worth fighting for, shout to the Lord.